Although Sam is no longer with us, we miss him.
Yes, the services will start probably on Saturday.
In fact, I'll tell him right now I miss him. I, or we, flexing, miss you, comma,
They're made of rock.
Jake.
Are they made? Okay, that explains why they're really cool.
They're made of rock.
Yes, they are. They are. They are made of a stone. It's true. They made it. They're made of. They're really cool. They roll well. So, playing Wild Talents. In memory of Sam Gravener, who sadly passed away in an awful chest hair accident.
An unfortunate garden.
I can't believe you would say that.
What?
He passed away in an unfortunate gardening accident. He choked to death on vomit, but it wasn't his own vomit.
You know how sensitive he is about his chest hair.
Do I?
Do you?
No, I don't, obviously. Oh, he's very sensitive, not because I killed him.
He's not sensitive about anything.
He was sensitive about it for a brief period of time. Let's see if it's that.
Can we just pretend that he's here through the game?
Talk to Sam?
Yeah.
Randomly?
Not even online or anything. Just like, we'll pretend he's sitting in that chair over there. He's like, well, what do you think about the situation? Your silence says it all. Stop giving me that rude gesture.
It's gonna be the best game already. Sam, why are you in blackface? I like the sombrero, though. That's a nice touch. Get those watermelons off your feet.
You can't walk in those. You're just going to fall.
I'm done. Podcast over.
Don't cry, man. It's okay.
I'm going to cry.
It's okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, we're playing Wild Balance.
And now for something completely different. All right, yeah.
Look at all of you.
They amaze me in this world of superhero roles.
I will not amaze you. I'm not going to emaciate you in this world.
Emaciate me, fucking. Wow, that did not make the dice bounce. I wanted them to bounce. All right.
It's a solid hardwood table. Stop punching it.
All right, anyway. Nate, immerse me in this world of superhero role-playing gone mad.
Okay, you're immersed.
It's just good to get all the giggles out now, because I'm playing a fairly serious character.
Wraith is really... The nice thing about Wraith is that he's really quippy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got some good one-liners, too.
What I do when I'm playing Ghost, like, over Skype, I mute my mic, and then I'm just like...
That just sounds wet. It sounds like you're just wiping drool off.
So I make noise, I sing songs to myself, like, oh, I'm insane again. Yeah, what do you want? Can't help it. I'm naturally chipper and high energy person.
You're just very high all the time.
All the time. My parents can see me.
420, smoke weed every day. What? This is not going to get cut out.
Put in side chatter, obviously. Now, she has a different interpretation of Wraithbone. I have the big O interpretation of Wraithbone. Wraithbone!
You doing the big O theme?
Yeah, I just said I was doing that.
You know, big O is like Japanese Batman.
None of us are drunk enough to be laughing this much.
We're just all tired. I'm overdosing on medication. I just like the I can't remember the name of the guy from Big O, but I realize Big O is just Japanese Batman.
His name's Roger.
Japanese Batman with the giant robot, yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's why he's that's part of why he's Japanese, like Japanese Spider-Man, which was the first, that was the first giant robot show actually done by Toei.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so, I'm gonna start this off,
All right, yeah.
I'm gonna start this off, actually.
Trying to play a game. GMC's a game, but oh my god. I just realized that's the voice I'm doing. I can't remember the name of the guy who played Job on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
He also does the voiceovers for GMC commercials.
Huh.
And that's the voice he does for them.
See? Alright.
The thing he said is he's ordered Chinese food and had a voice for it. And he just likes to imagine that when he hung up, one of the people's like, what the hell is happening? I don't know, but I feel like I need to buy a truck.
Shouldn't be thinking about that point. Why don't I do that?
John's about to fill it.
No, I know it's right. I've lost him about it. She wasn't quite around for that one time, and he made it obviously clear that he does not know where she is. She has all this information about her, and she is clearly giving her advice on how to be more dramatic.
I figured the cliff figure was definitely meeting the organization. And actually, yeah, it was the Silver Age plot that was behind her hand. She wants to make everything a Silver Age now, but it's very much in line with her passion.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I don't want to ruin the surprise for
her. There's plenty of stuff for it.
There's cool enough. I know, Internet. I know what's going to happen.
But I'm just out of I thought you were paralyzed.
I did too. Bam.
Also, the footprint of the finger.
Oh, yes, that's on you. Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys have nice.